From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The legislative special session to redraw congressional districts aside, the primary election is still scheduled for August 26th, and Monday, early voting begins. Voting here, early, absentee, or otherwise, has been disputed in various ways over the past decade. Lawmakers cut back early voting after President Obama's win in 2008 showed that Democrats could bank votes before Election Day. But after long lines kept early voters waiting for hours during the 2012 election, lawmakers extended early voting again. Bob Moses has fought for voting rights for decades. He organized volunteers to register Mississippi voters during the Freedom Summer in the 1960s. Moses was recently in Miami. He was teaching algebra, and he was also sharing lessons from the civil rights movement. He spoke with WLRN's John O'Connor about how he sees the current fight over voting.
Florida, one of the things that lawmakers, the governor, citizens have argued about the past couple of years is whether we should have early voting, how to register voters. How do the discussions about voter registration, early voting in Florida compare to, are there any similarities to registering voters in the 60s and trying to motivate people during the civil rights era?
I think of our country as being in its third constitutional era. These constitutional eras have lasted roughly about three quarters of a century. So the Civil War upended one era, right? And then the Civil Rights Movement upended the second era and erased the idea that black people shouldn't vote. Now you're in this third constitutional era. We will be fighting forever rear-end battles against different state and local governments that for one reason or other want to control who votes and when and how. Right. What we really need is an affirmative right to vote and a national presence through the government that ensures proactively everyone's right to vote.
You mentioned the movements that ended the first two eras. Is there any kind of movement building now, or is it, as you said, more of a kind of long-term constant maintenance?
So we lurch, and we've lurched backwards and forward, and we seem to lurch in these constitutional units of time, 75 years. So 50 is still two-thirds of 75, so I'm looking forward to our third lurch.
What do you think it will take? What do you think the spark might be this time that gets people united?
The country is in the throes of really a devastating march towards inequality, which cuts across all races and ethnicities, right? And it hasn't yet found a moral center for how to fight against this, right? So the country is really grappling for, well, what's the moral center? Because it can't be an economic center, right? Money is not going to be the answer to fighting this, right? But in order for people to come together, they have to have something that really binds them together, and it can't just be their own personal welfare.
Bob Moses with the Algebra Project, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, John.
WLRN reporter John O'Connor speaking with civil rights activist and educator Bob Moses. Thank you, gentlemen. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?